Stat of the week is 100, because Richard Seymour played in his 100th career game yesterday against the San Francisco 49ers. Did it feel like you've played in 100 games yet?
Wow, I didn't, you know what? That's something new to me.
Are you emotional now after hearing that information? After hearing that stat?
Yeah, you know, I'm getting teary-eyed.
What makes you feel older, the 100th game or the fact that it's your birthday?
You know what? It's a combination of both. But you know, I think definitely have to be my birthday. Definitely be my birthday. 29 years old today. So, you know, just celebrating it with my family and my teammates out here. We've got a dinner party later on that we're going to do. So it'll be a big day, especially after a big win, so we can all enjoy it.
Yeah, Ty Warren was telling us that there was a little get-together last night and some people celebrating your birthday. Who put that party together?
Well, you know, it was, my wife, she came out for the week, so she kind of been the corporate. Her and Vince's wife, Bianca, has been the corporate on getting things together, so... We kind of kicked it off with a pregame celebration party last night, and I think the main event will be tonight. So, you know, the Patriots shindig.
See, now we just figured it was disturbing when Ty Warren came downstairs.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. You still there?
I don't know if it's me or you guys, but hello?
Yeah, we got you. We're still here.
You know what? I think I'm gonna have to call back in because I can't hear you guys.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, no. I can do that. I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, we just thought
I'm on my Verizon. I can hear you now, baby. Oh,
we just figured it was a disturbing sight for all of you sitting in the lobby enjoying your pre-birthday bash when Ty Warren showed up in his T-shirt and his shorts and his socks.
Yeah, he said he. He just woke up and he came in rubbing his eyes and then came on in and joined right in and didn't miss the beat.
Hey, well,
it was funny.
Hey, Richard, Richard, you told us last week about how your body feels after certain games. How do you think it's going to feel after being on the field for 20 minutes? I mean, you guys really, the offense did a great job of possessing the ball. How do you think that's going to affect you?
No, you know, the offense did a great job. And I think. You know, that's something defensively is going to give us a boost. You know, anytime you can, the less reps that you can get, the better off that you'll be for the next week. So it's and then coming off the bye week anyway, and then kind of, you know, going out there, and it really felt like almost another bye for us defensively because, like you said, we didn't play many snaps, and the offense did a great job of ball control, running the ball, and putting up points when they needed to and making the plays when they needed to make them. So I think next week – and then down the stretch, it'll start to pay dividends for it. So, but anytime the offense can do a job like they did yesterday and play ball control, it's always our best defense.
Why do we always talk about, you know, keeping the defense off the field and fresh? Doesn't the offense get tired?
Well, you know what? I think as offensive linemen, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to grind it out and come back to the sideline and be bloody and sweaty and limping. And yeah, That's smash-mouth football, and that's the type of ball that we like to play.
Hey, who is laughing in the background at you?
You know, no, that's all the guys up front, because actually we're on the bus headed to get our lift in here this morning. And so it's all the guys up front. We just headed to a local school, local gym, and get a lift in. So I came to the back of the bus because I couldn't even – I know you guys wouldn't be able to hear me if I was on the front of the bus the way they couldn't know.
What have you had a chance to look at the facilities you guys are going to have out there or the facility you're going to be working at primarily, and what do you think of it?
Well, Saturday we went over and did a walkthrough before the game, and I'm not sure if that's the field that we're going to be practicing on or not, and I haven't seen the rest of the facility as of yet, but we're on our way over there now, so we'll get a better picture and a better feel for it as we move forward. But, you know, I think, you know, as a team right now, we're just looking forward to take advantage of the rest that we have. You know, we didn't fly back cross country. We're going to be staying out here. So, you know, I think it's going to pay dividends for us coming down the stretch, because you look at the flying time, that'll have been flying back after the game, then flying back to San Diego, and then we'll be flying back home after the game. So, you know, it's a time for us to if we use it right and take advantage of it, it can pay dividends for us. So, you know, we're just trying to take advantage of all of those things right now.
Is the facilities, is it kind of like a Super Bowl week where you have all the meetings and treatment and everything right in the hotel?
Yeah. You hit it right on the head. You know, so we kind of feel comfortable in this situation because we've as a team have been here before. We know what it's like. We know what to expect, and you know you have to give the organization a lot of credit as far as bringing all of the comfort level for us as players, or to bring us the massage therapist, nutritionist, and you know everything that just make us feel comfortable when we're at Gillette Stadium. They bring all of that out here, and like I said, with my wife, some other wives out here, and you know family members and whatnot. So you know it kind of feels like home away from home because we still have that work environment that we used to.
You know, Richard, San Francisco didn't use that wildcat formation as much as Miami did, but there was a play yesterday where there was a direct snap to Frank Gore. One, were you guys expecting to see more of that? And two, how do you think you handled what you did see?
Well, you know, I think moving forward, anyone that watched that game, you know, has to kind of say, hey, well, you know, that worked against them. Well, you know, maybe we should try that and, you know, put that and incorporate that into our game plan. So I think for us defensively, we just have to be aware that teams can do anything. You know, we have to be aware of all situations. We practice for it. And, you know, we made the right, correct checks. And, you know, we were able to I don't even know what we did on that play.
But, he did all right.
It wasn't something where, it took advantage of us like they did in the Miami game. So I thought we lined up, and I guess – you know, once they saw that we were in the right place to make the plays, and, you know, I don't think they, you know, they bothered with it too much in their offense. So, I think that was a bright spot for us just to, you know, get off to a good start. And it's something that gave us trouble prior and weeks before. You know, we were able to, you know, learn from our mistakes and our corrections and then move forward as a team. And we're definitely going to have to do that. But like I said, if we stay where we are right now as a football team, and other teams continue to get better, it isn't going to be a pretty outcome for us. So, you know, we understand what we have to do to get better. And like I said, it's just taking it one game at a time and, on to San Diego.
Hey, I thought your buddy Rodney Harrison had a big game for you yesterday.
Yeah, no, he did. You know, as I say, the old guy continues still to get it done. He's very – instinctual, you know, he's a hard worker. It doesn't surprise me anything that he's able to do, you know, at 35 years old. He's still one of the best safeties to ever play the game. So, you know, he still has some plays left in the tank to get it done. And if you see him running around here at practice, I mean, he's running around like he's a rookie. So, it doesn't surprise me anything what he's able to do.
As long as he's not running into you in the back, right?
And you know what? We always talk to him about it. Rodney, when you come up, make sure your eyes are open. And don't hit, me, Teddy, and the rest of the guys. Don't hit us in the back. Hit the guys in the other jerks.
I still can't believe you're 29. I mean, I knew you when. I knew you. You came to the league wide-eyed, wide-eyed rookie. Now you just...
You know what? I was thinking about that the other day. When I first came into the National Football League, I played my first game at 20 years old. And to be 29 years old and, I feel like I'm in the prime of my career, it's definitely an accomplishment. And, hopefully I can have many more years left to come.
So, hey, happy birthday to you, Richard.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, right, Richard, take care.
All right, bro.
That is Richard Seymour joining us from the bus on the way to practice, or a lift anyway. And
did you hear
29 years young today?